This is Press TV News, coming to you live from Tehran.
Thanks for joining us. Well, leaders from the Group of Eight, or G8, have ended talks in Canada amid signs that there's more trouble ahead for the world's largest economies.
The leaders have warned that the global economic recovery is still fragile. The G8 statement says that the economic crisis has compromised the United Nations development goals. The meeting ended with rifts on several crucial issues. G8 leaders failed to reach agreement on imposing a global banking levy. The call was made by Germany, Britain and France, backed by the U.S., to pay for future economic crises. European governments, however, believe G8 nations must cut public spending. But the U.S. says fast cutbacks will jeopardize growth and could lead to a double-digit recession. The G8 statement also reads that the Gaza blockade is not sustainable and must be changed. The leaders' views on Iran, Afghanistan and North Korea are also included in the final statement. We're getting, of course, news from Toronto that clashes have erupted during a large protest march outside the G8 summit in Toronto. You're looking at live images from Toronto, where the summit is taking place. Big fire ahead of the protesters there. The protesters, as you can see, have gathered there with the police in riot gear present at the scene, trying to prevent further violence, perhaps, and vandalism. As you can see, perhaps a car has been put on fire. You can see the fire truck present at the scene trying to extinguish it. Police in black gear and riot gear, in fact, present at the scene trying to prevent further clashes. Well, the protesters marched on the G20 summit in Toronto amid a tight security operation. As you can see, heavy police presence there.
Second car on fire, dude.
For the talks that are taking place by world leaders, as far as I can recollect, some 32 arrests have been taking place in Toronto. We'll be updating you on the situation in Toronto later on in our future bulletins. Now we're going to continue with the rest of this bulletin. It's been 9 years since the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, mainly to remove the Taliban militants and bring security there, as stated by the White House.
That's right, but the realities on the ground are different. A surge in violence, an increase in civilian casualties, and a rise in foreign death tolls. Just over the past 2 days, six U.S.-led foreign forces were killed across Afghanistan. Here's more.
June has been the deadliest month for the U.S.-led foreign forces in Afghanistan, with over 85 soldiers killed across the country. NATO says several of its troops have been killed in a number of attacks since Friday. The alliance, as per usual, has withheld details about the latest fatalities. The deaths have brought to over 305 the number of U.S.-led foreign forces killed in Afghanistan so far this year. The rising death toll of foreign troops comes at a time when the U.S. is preparing to lead a massive offensive against the Taliban in the south and the east of Afghanistan. On Saturday, at least one person died when an explosion near Afghan Foreign Ministry shook the capital, Kabul. NATO's International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, says the blast happened when an anti-personnel mine in an Afghan army vehicle accidentally detonated. The blast coincided with the visit of the head of U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, to Afghanistan. He's on a mission to ensure Afghan leaders that Washington will make no changes in its war strategy after top commander General Stanley McChrystal was sacked for remarks criticizing the White House on Afghanistan. His comments also revealed rifts among high-level U.S. officials about the war there. The divided policy has added to some of the challenges Washington already faces. Afghan population's anger about civilian casualties caused by NATO's operations, rising deaths of troops, and the Taliban, who seem at their most deadly since the 2001 U.S.-led invasion. And the U.S. must very much feel it is standing alone despite leading about 140,000 foreign troops in Afghanistan and plans to deploy extra forces there. But even the troop surge may not help the U.S. manage the war it started 9 years ago, especially when, despite incredible military odds, Taliban is seen to be openly gaining ground in many parts of Afghanistan.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says arrogant powers can no longer humiliate and threaten other nations. The leader said the resistance of independent countries has led to the defeat of certain arrogant powers, including the United States. He said Iran is now recognized as a strong nation by the international community. The leader also said nothing can stop Iran from achieving its goals. Ayatollah Khamenei made the comments on the occasion of the birthday of the first Shia Imam, Ali.
Turkish police have killed one militant from the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, in east of the country. The army says several other militants were wounded in a gun battle in Kars province, but they managed to escape. The Turkish army also says it has seized explosives on a passenger train in another eastern city. On Friday, Turkish security forces shot dead two PKK militants in the region. The security operation came after militants killed a Turkish civilian and two soldiers in the east on Thursday night. The PKK has dramatically stepped up its attacks against Turkey this month.
To other news now, the Vatican has hit back angrily at Belgian police for raids on church offices and the home of a cardinal on Thursday. It's described the move as serious and unbelievable.
We must admit that grave...
Top clerics in Rome say they are outraged by surprise police raids on the Catholic Church in Belgium. On Thursday, police raided two main church offices and the home of a former archbishop in search for files about sexual abuse of minors by a number of people within the Catholic Church. Hundreds of files and one computer were taken away.
We received emails, telephone calls in the past few hours from people who are panicking about what will happen with their private details. Will their parents find out? Will they read their story in the newspapers? Will their spouse, who wasn't really aware, now find out via the media or the Justice Department?
Reports also say Belgian police drilled a hole into at least one tomb in the cathedral compound to see if there were any hidden documents there. The search had focused on letters exchanged between alleged victims of pedophile priests and church authorities. The Belgium raids are the latest in an ongoing scandal involving sexual abuse of children by the Catholic Church. It has swept Europe and North and South America since February. Sancte Ioannes. There are accusations that church authorities failed to deal with the abusers. Pope Benedict himself has been accused of being part of a culture of secrecy and of not taking action against abusers in his former capacity as the cardinal responsible for all disciplinary cases brought within the church.
And watching the news here on Press TV, a quick check of the headlines this hour. The world's richest nations warn the global economic recovery is at risk. Six more US-led troops die in Afghanistan as militants step up attacks. The Vatican slams the Belgian police crackdown on child abuse suspects. And in sports, Uruguay beat South Korea in the World Cup. The match between the US and Ghana is still underway.